The biggest podcasts don't make the most money. I set out to find out why. And the reason may surprise you. Of course, your Joe Rogans of the world are making a significant amount of money from their podcast. But even people like Stephen Bartlett barely struggle to generate a large profit or even any profit close to what the Joe Rogans of the world are making, even though they get the same or more views. So, why is that? What are the reasons why the biggest podcasts do not make the most money? Well, there are three that we're about to dive into, so let's get started. Now, when I asked ChatGPT this question, I was surprised with the answer. We're going to get to what GPT says versus what I found through my research. The first reason, though, why podcasts who are the biggest don't make the most money is because of their audience. Now, the value of the audience is actually not dependent as much on the size of the audience, but it's more dependent on the people within the audience, their demographic, their income, and typically the buying decisions that they make. So if you have a college-educated audience versus a non-college-educated, if you have an audience in a specific location versus around the world, if you have a broad audience, people of all different ages, sexes, races, and genders, and incomes versus a specific audience of people with a specific income, a specific job title, or some specific interest in buying habits, those are going to be very, very different in terms of how an advertising company is going to evaluate that audience. Now, let me translate this into English. What I'm saying here is if you are somebody like Stephen Bartlett, right? Or somebody like Call Her Daddy, or somebody like Joe Rogan, for example, you have an audience of people who are not bound by a certain demographic criteria or a certain income level or a certain location or certain buying habits. You are literally casting the widest net. It's as if you're going to take a plane and fly it with a banner behind it. That is the same level of targeting and specificity that these podcasts have. So that is one major reason, the first major reason why the top podcasts don't actually make the most money. The next question is, okay, they might not make the most, but how much do they actually make? But we're about to get to that. The second reason why the biggest podcasts in the world don't actually make the most money is because of the format of the podcast. These are two different categories, service versus sponsorship. In a service-based podcast, you have a podcast that is technically an advertisement or educational material for a service. What I mean is somebody like Dave Ramsey, for example, can have a free podcast and a free radio show, but he makes more money off of his actual services, courses, coaching, etc. Tony Robbins is another example of this. They make more money off of what they sell off of the podcast than they do on the actual podcast. So this is actually the big unlock here for why podcasts that are the biggest don't make as much money is because they're trying to make money off the podcast instead of trying to sell the individual listeners on something like a course or a product or a service. Now, the next version of it is the sponsorship model. That is where somebody like Stephen Bartlett has millions and millions of downloads. An advertiser or agent comes to him and says, hey, we have this product or we have this service. It's called BetterHelp. It's online therapy. We want to advertise BetterHelp on your podcast. In that case, Stephen Bartlett has to come up with an agreement with that agent or advertising company to place that product or service on his podcast. Now, the problem with that is Stephen Bartlett is not making all the money because he doesn't own BetterHelp, right? So now BetterHelp gets a cut, the agent gets a cut, the advertising company gets a cut, the Spotify could even get a cut, right? Now we have all these cooks in the kitchen, so to say, whereas if Stephen Bartlett wanted to, he can cut out all of the ads, right? Your favorite podcast, they can cut out all the ads and they can just sell their own products and services. And now we're getting to why some of the smallest podcasts in the world can make some of the most money. So this leads us to number three, which is the business structure. ChatGPT literally tells me right here, I'll pull it up for you. Bottom line, scale makes ad money. We just talked about that. Specificity makes real money. So Stephen Bartlett makes ad money, but Dave Ramsey makes real money, right? The most profitable podcasts aren't always the largest. They're the ones where the business model matches their audience. So step three, the third reason why the biggest podcasts in the world don't make the most money is because their business model is attracting people, new people, more people, versus a business model of a business-based show where you're attracting people, more people, but then selling them on something that you sell, not on a sponsor that is an outside company where they're going to take a cut. Okay. So now we know the three reasons why the biggest podcasts in the world do not make the most money. But how much money do they actually make? Well, I went to a talk at a podcast conference. This was last year. This was in 2024. And Stephen Bartlett was one of the speakers. He discussed how much revenue he's generated from his podcast. But you don't have to take my word for it. If you Google this and look online, it says about $20 million a year. Okay, $20 million, that sounds like a lot of money because it is a lot of money. But let's do a little bit of math. Stephen Bartlett also has 100 full-time employees working on Diary of a CEO and the other surrounding podcasts in his podcast network. Now, when we do the math, and I know this isn't 100% accurate because neither me nor you nor the internet really knows, but if I do the math and I say on average, each employee makes $100,000 a year if they're full-time, times 100 employees, that's $10 million a year. So take his $20 million and then let's assume that between 40 and 60% is for pay, right? So for salary. So let's take his $20 million a year. Let's assume 40 to 60% would be to pay everybody's salary. That would remove $10 million. Now we're at $10 million. Now we also haven't factored in the expenses to run this podcast beyond human capital, beyond the people working on it. That could easily be another $5 million for studios and lights and cameras and editing and show notes and graphic design and set design and promotion and release and YouTube shorts and long form YouTube and audio and LinkedIn and Spotify and Instagram. Like that could easily be another $5 million. Now we're left with $5 million. Now, would you rather create a podcast that generates $5 million in revenue for your business in which you get to control that? Or would you rather generate $20 million a year from your podcast and have to pay people $15 million and then take the $5 million off the top? If I were you, I'd rather do, or if it were me, I would do option one. I would rather have a much smaller podcast. I would rather talk to more specific people. I would rather not be controlled by what advertisers want me to say in the middle of my episodes. I would rather sell my own product or service on my own podcast and give up an extra $15 million to take my five home with me. So that is how much money podcasters make and why the biggest podcasts in the world do not make the most money, proven to you by science, math, and of course, ChatGPT. My name is Ryan Sullivan. I make videos about podcasting. I have reviewed Alex Hormozi's podcast. I have reviewed Joe Rogan's podcast. I have reviewed Chris Williamson's podcast. And then I've also released 20, 30, 40 videos about how to do your own podcast. So if you're looking to get into it for yourself, make sure you go ahead and own your product, own the audience, own the service. No need to get sponsors if you want to go that number one route, the route that we suggest. Appreciate you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.